Welcome, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using both the red hymnal and a half sheet of paper that says A Simple Evening Liturgy on it. And you can find both of those by the burning candles there by the entrance. And our service tonight is being led by Mary Childs.
Simple Evening Liturgy is from Iona, which is a community in Scotland that is located on an island. And to get to Iona, it's almost as hard as it is to get to Holden, because you have to take a train, and then a ferry, and then a bus, and then another ferry. Anyway, so it's a small community. We have visited, and it's a lovely place. Let's begin with the opening dialogue. Peace on each one who comes in need.
Peace on each one who comes in joy.
Peace on each one who offers prayers.
Peace on each one who offers song.
Peace of the Holy Trinity be with you.
Also with you.
Please join me as we sing hymn number 763, How Can I Keep From Singing? Let's pray. O God, for your love for us, warm and brooding, which has brought us to birth and opened our eyes to the wonder and beauty of creation.
Thanks.
For your love for us, wild and freeing, which has awakened us to the energy of creation, to the sap that flows, the blood that pulses, the heart that sings.
We give you thanks.
For your love for us, compassionate and patient, which has carried us through our pain, wept beside us in our sin, and waited with us in our confusion.
We give you thanks.
for your love for us, strong and challenging, which has called us to risk for you. Ask for the best in us and shown us how to serve. We give you thanks. O God, we come to celebrate that your Holy Spirit is present deep within us and at the heart of all life. Forgive us when we forget your gift of love made known to us in Jesus and draw us into your presence. Amen.
A reading from The Message by Eugene H. Peterson. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do the best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse.
The Message, of course, is a paraphrase of the Bible, and that was a paraphrase of Philippians 4:8 and following. And it's interesting because the first thing that Paul says is don't worry, don't fret. Isn't it interesting how so often the things you worry about never happen? Kind of like that. Sometimes the opposite can happen, though, and that happened to me not so long ago. On July 31st, I was awakened by chest pains that wouldn't go away. You know, the kind, the ones that are in your neck and down your arms and your back, and a warning sign. So my husband, Mike, followed the protocol at Holden, pulled the fire alarm on the front porch, and within minutes, an emergency team was in my bedroom by my side. It was an amazing dream team. It was great. There were medical personnel from Holden and from the mind remediation. There was an internist from Harvard who just happened to be on the teaching staff. There was a pastor. There were lots of friends and loved ones, family members. A lot of people surrounding me. And it was really an amazing experience. I could feel the love of God surrounding me. It was almost like I could touch it. The room was so full of that. As I was carried across the lawn in the dawn, everywhere I looked, I saw faces of people that I loved and that loved me, and it was just an incredible, unspeakable experience, and I really appreciate that. For all of you that were there, I can still see it in my mind, and probably always will. Well, I was whisked away in a helicopter to Wenatchee, and that was a fabulous deal. You know, you just lie there, and you look out the window, and you see snow-capped peaks, and, you know, it was great. It was fabulous, and the Railroad Creek went on forever. It was just amazing. I was on the other side of the creek, you know. That was a good thing. That was the main thing. Yeah. But within hours, they had implanted a stent in my blocked artery, and I was pronounced healthy. And in my own vernacular, I was healed. Anyway, I was feeling great. And I was constantly, again, I mentioned, I was so aware of the love and the prayers and the strength that I was getting. Naturally, I expected that I'd have a mystical aha, you know? And then it'd be like a banner across the sky, excuse me, a banner across the sky, the next indicated step in my life, and, you know, how he was calling me to do all these things. But it really didn't happen that way. Actually, there was a few things that came to me that I already knew. And there are only six of them. They're real brief, and I want to share them with you, if I can. People love you. You love people. Tell them. They like to know. Tell them again. Number two, if you are still angry because someone slighted you in the school cafeteria, or at a church meeting, or at your own dinner table, get over it. If you can't forgive, ask God to help you forgive. Repeat as necessary. Choose your words carefully. I have flippantly used words like, it broke my heart. I nearly died. I mean, I even said the week before, you know, that ice cream vendor just broke my heart. So think before you speak. Speak the truth. Say what you mean, and mean what you say. Number four, phone home. That's a hard one for Holden, but a letter or an email or a postcard will do just as well. Your family does care about you, and they want to know what's important to you, and they want to know why it matters. So make contact. Five, plan your day, but know that you don't have to be in charge. Serendipity happens. And finally, six, this is from the snack bar. I couldn't help but give a commercial. If you want to choose something besides vanilla, do it today. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Amen. All right, let's sing again. We're going to sing number 543, Go My Children With My Blessing. Let's pray. As we pray tonight, let God's Spirit lead your prayers. Feel free to name your concerns aloud or in your heart. I'll begin. Tonight, God, we especially pray for peace among nations and in families. And we pray for those who are lonely or ill tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Join with me in the closing dialogue on the back of your sheet. O Trinity of love, you've been with us at the world's beginning.
With us until the world's end.
You've been with us at our life's shaping.
With us at our life's end.
You've been with us at the sun's rising.
Be with us until the day's end.
Amen. Go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.